It is time for Tom Brady this morning on a Patriots Monday, and Tom Brady is brought to you by Northeast Electrical Distributors, powering New England businesses with electrical products, services, and solutions. Also brought to you by the New England Honda dealers, driven by the award-winning 2019 Honda CR-V, the Mass General Cancer Center, Everyday Amazing, and Tom Brady is brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing exclusively in the sexual health of men. And Tom Brady on his phone right now. I'm hoping, Tom, you're not holding anybody up in a line or anything at the drive-thru, are you?
What do you mean?
We're talking about people who are on their phones at inappropriate times.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that. I just dropped my kids off at school and going to drive down to the stadium and get to work.
We were talking about a school in Alaska, a high school that banned cell phones, and some parents were really upset about that.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. You talk a lot about parenting when you're on the show. It's one of those things where you want to give your kids phones so that they can use them in an emergency, but they can also spend a lot of time on them.
Yeah, for sure. Well, everybody spends a lot of time on them, so that's why Apple is worth, like, whatever, $400 billion or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you had more sacks yesterday than you had the previous four games combined, so I guess I wanted to start off and ask how you were feeling this morning.
I'm doing good. We got, one thing that's actually been great to start the season is we've had a lot of 1 o'clock games. So, you know, you come off the preseason where you basically play at night and you don't get really any good sleep, any of those four preseason games those nights, to the regular season where we basically had 1 o'clock games outside of the opener. So we got home at a decent time and, so it actually feels pretty good. I got a good night's sleep and going to get ready to – we got a very quick turnaround, and we got to put a lot of, just time and energy. I mean, really from now right up until game time to get ready for our next game and kind of put the last one behind us and then move forward as best we can.
How do you feel about Thursday night football? Do you feel like it's an issue as far as getting players back on the field so quick?
I don't mind them. I mean, I played quite a few over the course of my career, dating back to, Thanksgiving Day games. My rookie year, we played there. I think my 2002, we may play in Detroit. We played there quite a bit, so we got used to those, and they made them kind of every team had a Thursday night game. So if you handle it, and you use your preparation wisely, and you can go get a win, I think it's pretty cool on the back end to have the weekend to kind of rest and recover. So, I kind of line up and play when they tell us to play Monday night, Sunday night, Sunday day, Thursday night, and playing football is something I love doing. So you schedule it, I'll be there.
We had Boomer Esiason on last hour and asked him about a concern, if he had one, for this team. And he brought up the O-line, and I know that's kind of a work in progress, as you guys would say. I wanted to get your thoughts on how that's coming along and when it comes to your protection.
I think those guys are playing great football. The pass protection's been great all season. So, there's a really tough, hardworking group up there. Ted, Joe, Marcus, Shaq, Marshall's been in there. We've had a lot of moving parts at that position dating back to training camp. We added a bunch of new players right after the final cut. So for Dante Scarnecchia to get all those guys together and then dealing with Isaiah Wynn's injury, then dealing with David Andrews, I mean, I think that's been pretty exceptional what those guys have accomplished. So I'm very proud of them. We said we got the run game going yesterday a little bit, which was great. Anytime you do that, it's a whole different game when we're running the ball and making a lot of yards per attempt, and you become very efficient. So those guys take a lot of pride in that, and we're going to need that again this week.
I'm going to ruin Nick's life when I tell you what he tweeted yesterday. but he tweeted at the end of the first half that he felt like the offense was a little bit broken. And I was wondering kind of if you might address kind of that first half as opposed to the second half yesterday offense-wise.
Yeah, I think that we're just – we're definitely, you know, showing a lot of inconsistency. And I think that first half was very much, you know, what it's been. So, again, we've had a lot of moving parts on offense, too, with, you know, guys being in and out at skill positions, you know, running back at the tight end position, you know, at the receiver position. Phil went out after about four plays yesterday. So, you know, a lot of guys get forced into different roles. And, I think the reality is that's football. That's the NFL. That's, you know, over the course of 16 games, it's very hard to believe that your entire offense is going to stay healthy, which it's basically not. I mean, there's 100% injury rate in the NFL. So I think the point is you just, you know, it's not always going to go great in the first quarter. It's always going to go great in the second quarter. It's not always going to go great through three quarters. But you play 60 minutes of football. You try to make adjustments throughout. I thought our coaches offensively did a great job adjusting going into halftime. And we just found some different things that we liked and then came a little bit more efficient on offense. And that was a good way to, you know, score three touchdowns in the second half. That's always a good feeling.
You always talk about how much you love playing for this franchise and for these fans. And so, you know, this morning we're taking some calls and we hear some, you know, a little bit of negativity here and there about the offense. And I was wondering if it's weird to you or if you embrace it when you have a fan base that has a football team that is 5-0 and they still wake up on Monday morning and they feel a little bit negative.
Well, I think that's our society in general. I think society in general is a little bit negative on everything. So I think that just speaks to a much larger, you know, not necessarily football, but life in general. So we have a great fan base and, you know, they support us. You know, we've seen that in some of the biggest moments at our parades. And yesterday in D.C. was pretty cool. But I, you know, I've been a fan too, and I understand that when it doesn't go great, you know, you get to voice your opinion and so forth. And, you know, that just comes with being a professional athlete. You know, you get booed a lot. You get cheered a lot. I think a lot of it is you just have to be mentally tough to not believe the hype when it's going great and then just to focus on doing your job when it's not going great. So, I mean, that's just part of it. And, you know, you take the good with the bad and you just, again, I think a lot of it comes down to mental toughness. And when you put yourself in the position that we're in, you know, you get a chance every week to go out there and put on a great show. And I think it's frustrating for all of us when it doesn't go the way that we hoped. But I, you know, if you think about it, I think 5-0's, I mean, you can't be record wise any better than that. So, you know, for us as an offense, you know, we've got to figure out how to be more consistent, how to be more dependable. And, you know, we have some, obviously a long road ahead, you know, a lot of tough games. You know, we're not even, you know, not even a third of the way through the season. So, you know, we've got to, well, we're basically a third, little under a third. So we've got a lot of time to improve. We've got a lot of practices to improve. And that's what we're going to try to do.
You mentioned the fans yesterday. I mean, does that almost feel like a home game when you're on the road and there's that many Patriots fans there?
It was pretty cool, man. It really was. We've had some cool road environments, and that was from the time we ran out for opening warmups. It was almost all Patriot fans. It was probably 70-30. So
wow.
Pretty amazing to have that on the road. And just to kind of see our fans come out and support us and, you know, it felt like a home game for us. So that was pretty sweet.
Yeah, Tom, I was there, man. It was Foxborough, Mid-Atlantic. It was all Pats fans. It was incredible.
Yeah.
You guys have played four road games so far this season, basically, because Miami was a Pats takeover, and so was D.C. yesterday.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yep, and yesterday we've decided that the Needham Bank player of the game is Bubs, 11, Julian Edelman, 8 catches for 110 yards and a touchdown. Can you talk about how important it is when you're feeling frustrated offensively or you just don't have that continuity to get Jules going? And is he the spark that kind of gets the rhythm going on offense?
Well, he's been around for a long time. He's experienced. He's one of the best players in the history of the franchise. So when you think of some of the great receivers we had, I mean, Julian's right up there at the top. So I mean, you got to get him the ball, and, you know, he's making a lot of yards within his hands, and, you know, we put a lot on Julian. Julian's a very smart player, very tough. I mean, he's mentally, physically tough. I mean, what he's gone through the last few weeks with his injury and then still just laying it on the line, and you see even on that catch and run there in the third quarter, him kind of diving over the pile. He's just, you know, he's an incredible player, an incredible teammate, and, you know, the more we get him the ball, you know, the better it is for our whole offense.
How does he react when you get fired up at him?
I don't get too fired up at him. You know, he's got a great level of intensity. You know, I feel like he's always in a great frame of mind. So it's more calming him down. You know, I think that's kind of where he's at, because he's a fighter. So he wants to go out there and battle it out. And he's in there getting scrappy with the, you know, with the safeties and run blocking. And he's, you know, talking smack when he's running routes. So I think it's just more getting him to save his energy. I can't, you know, for the offensive plays. I talked to him about that a lot and keeping him focused. But, I mean, he had a great game yesterday. All the receivers did. You know, they played great. Josh played great. Tight ends made some plays. You know, the backs ran good. I know it wasn't perfect out there. Our defense played spectacular. And, you know, the way our defense is playing, as long as we don't turn it over, you know, we know we got a great chance to win, because they're playing as well as any defense I've, you know, ever played with, which is just, it's really spectacular to watch from the sideline.
Yeah, I don't want to go rank on this, but I mean, you because, you know, that's Nick's area, but I mean, you would rank this at the highest when it comes to the defenses that you've had the opportunity to play with?
I mean, I think it's just, look at the stats through 5 weeks. I think they're, you know, they're very good in the secondary. They've got really great players. They got a great rush. You know, linebackers are so versatile. They're so well coached. I mean, it's just fun to watch. So, only 5 games in the year. I'm sure they think they got a lot to prove, but it's just fun from the sideline knowing that, you know, a punt and ending every possession with a kick, whether a punt or a field goal or an extra point, you know, is going to be great for our team. So, you know, they're doing an incredible job, and, you know, let's keep it going.
You passed Brett Favre in career passing yards yesterday. You will likely pass Peyton Manning on Thursday night. What does that mean to you, Tom?
Well, I consider all those really, you know, team awards, and I have the privilege of playing with so many great players over the years and representing our team and our coaches and Mr. Kraft and his family. It's been a privilege for me. So I could never have imagined playing 20 years in the NFL. I could never imagine, you know, everything that's happened over the course of my career. So I've looked up to Brett. I've looked up to Peyton. There's been some really spectacular players that have played in the NFL. And again, I love doing what I'm doing. I love playing football, and, you know, hopefully I can keep it going too.
All right, Tom, here comes the old Foxborough fanboy question of the week. And just so you know, don't sweat that dollar I said you owed me last week. That's fine, man. We'll let that one go this time. Okay.
I'll try to earn it back. Thanks.
I already put the dollar in the swear jar anyway. I appreciate it. Because I know you're good for it. You're Tom Brady. I know you're good for it. So, you're likely to pass Peyton Manning in career yardage Thursday night. And there was a clip last week that kind of went viral from Peyton Manning's show that he does on ESPN, where they were putting together bladders of footballs, and the guy said, this makes it more pliable. And Peyton said, pliable? Sounds like Tom Brady. And it got me thinking, Brady Manning. And I was just curious, do you miss the Brady Manning rivalry as much as a lot of the rest of us fans do? Because, you know, we used to just set our clocks and our calendars by it, and it's been gone for a couple of years. And I'm just curious if you miss those matchups as much as we do.
Well, I love playing against him. I just knew that every time we played, you know, a Peyton Manning led team, you would have to just be so good, because you knew he was going to be. And, you know, we had so many significant games over the years, you know, it was an incredible rivalry. And, again, I think Peyton was just one of the very best to ever play. Obviously that goes without saying. And, anytime you play those games, it feels different. And, you know, those games have come and gone, which is pretty unique for me to see, you know, different players and see a different generation. I have a lot more perspective, I think, on the NFL now than 10 years ago. And, but yeah, I mean, I miss seeing him play. He was spectacular. He was, you know, he was the epitome of how to play quarterback in the NFL, and I learned a lot from him.
Quarterback question of the week for Tom Brady is brought to you by Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing in the sexual health of men. And it's from a 781 texter who says that there's been a lot of talk about the young receivers last few weeks. How do you feel when it comes to those guys about that young receiver core kind of stepping up their efforts?
Well, we got a lot of new players in there. So, you know, our passing game is evolving, and we're trying different things to try to produce yards and so forth, yards, points, and not make mistakes. So, you know, everyone's getting different turns and looks and route combinations and route detail, and really comes down to trust and execution and confidence. So we're working at it. I mean, it's, again, I said last week, it's always a work in progress. You never feel like you're there. So we're just going to keep working at it. And, you know, see if we can make some improvements over the next, you know, we played 5 games, see if we can make some more improvements over the next, you know, 5 games.
All right, Tom. Before you go, I want to ask you about the house and just the price change. Is there any chance that could ever get down into like a level where, you know, maybe I could afford that? How low are you gonna? I mean, are you gonna go that low or no?
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
And I assume that's you know, everybody's spec. Let me ask you this, because I think this is curious. Do you find the speculation about the house with regard to you to be kind of interesting, funny, curious?
I don't follow too much. I'm into football and just working hard every day to try to, you know, help our team. So
yeah,
I'm not thinking too much about, you know, anything else.
No, I know. It's just, it's interesting to me. It's like, you know, normal real estate stuff goes on and people are always, they're speculating. But I guess that's what we do. That's what we're here for, is to speculate about Tom Brady.
Yeah. Good. I like speculation. Speculation's always enjoyable, and hypotheticals and all those good things. So I understand. Those are probably very fun things to talk about.
They are. Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks for calling this morning, and you're on to Thursday night, Tom Brady.
Yeah, we are. We appreciate it. And thank you, guys. I hope you have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Bye, Tom.
Thanks.
See you there Thursday,
Thank
Tom.
You. Bye-bye.
There he is.
Take care. See you.
That is Tom Brady here on the Greg Hill Show.